$12,638, Robert Cathell seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the west side of Walnut Lane within the Kingwick subdivision. The 911 address is 38340 Walnut Lane, Selbyville. The zoning district is MR, the tax parcel is District 533, map 19.12, parcel 97. The applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling. We have two letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero no's.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Good evening, Robert Cathell, 38340 Walnut Lane, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I have some documentation for everybody, just kind of elaborate, if I can.
If you can hand it to Ms. Norwood, please.
So when I filled out the application, I was kind of rushed because I was initially given the administrative application and not the one for the 5-foot variance. So I wrote down what needed to be wrote to make the application. But since then, I've went through and kind of detailed some things to help outline things a little bit better in my mind. So if you go to page 4, I kind of did a new reasoning sheet why I'm asking for this variance. So number one, I'd like to push the house further away from the canal at the back of the property, which pushes it 5 foot into the Sussex County variance, the 30-foot. However, with Kingwick, their variance is 25-foot. So it would be in compliance with what the neighborhood agrees with. Part of the reason I want to push it away from the canal is if you go to page 7 and 8 in this packet, I took some photos of the latest storm, Ida. Page 7 is my property, which with Ida high tide, that tide was about a foot below my bulkhead right now. If you go to page 8, that's the property next to me. You can see the water is right on top of their bulkhead, starting to creep onto the property. So one of the reasons I want to push it away is to get further away from the canal, to elevate it and help grade it a little better, to keep the water away from my property if I can. So that was item one of the reasons why I want to move it further towards the road. Item two, in the back, I'd like to push it away in order to have a pool at some point in the future. My wife and I bought this property. Initially, we intended to renovate the house that was there. When we got into it structurally, we found out that the footers were undersized, couldn't support raising the house for a second level. We'd have to tear everything out, put new footers in order to accomplish that. When we went back and looked at the cost to renovate and go through all that versus build new, there wasn't much difference between renovate and new construction for us, for what we wanted. So that is another reason why we wanted to push it, to try and maintain the space in the backyard. The other issue at the backyard, if you look at page 6, I did a hand sketch for you. With the bulkhead in the back, on your bulkhead, you have primary pilings that hold the bulkhead in place at the waterline. When you come 10 foot in, there's a secondary set of pilings that the tie rods from the primary pilings tie into. So you've got your primary pilings, secondary pilings 10 foot in. That encroaches on the space for the backyard, what we're trying to maintain for maybe a future pool patio space in the back. There's also an existing well that was on the property that I've capped off, and I'd like to maintain that. I don't want to get anything over top of that well casing in case we want to use it for the future for gardens, watering, whatever utility we can use that for in the future, provided it's per code, allowed per the code, okay? Number three, push rear setback. The county setback for the rear is 10 foot. Keenwick setback is stricter, it's 20 foot. So if I want to do anything in the future, if you look at drawing seven, based on the dimensions of the lot and the size of the house we want to put on, I have 41 foot from my master bedroom to the bulkhead. If I'm held to 20 foot per the Keenwick setback requirements, that only leaves me 21 foot from the house to that setback requirement, which isn't much to put a pool in or do something of that nature if I ever want to do anything on the back of the house. I say all this because this is our retirement home, so I'm trying to be as diligent as I can up front to get these things in place now and ironed out so that I don't have to come back in the future for something else. Number four, we'd already discussed. I'm trying to keep it away from the well casing as much as possible. Number five, push the house away from it. There's an existing shed. When we bought the property, I had a shed put on the property. And that shed, if you look at page six again, adheres to the setbacks of the neighborhood and the county. I'm 20 foot from the bulkhead. I'm 6 foot off of the property line from my side setback. But with the new house, if you look at page five, I had a drone take an aerial picture of it, and I laid in my property lines and the footprint of the house in the right backhand corner. You can see where the shed is versus where the corner of the house is. That the house is laid in with the premise that I'm allowed the 5 foot variance. So I only have 5 foot between the corner of the house and the existing location of the shed right now. If I'm not granted the variance and the house has to be pushed back, then I have to do something to move the shed, the concrete pad. It's just another financial impact to me that I'm trying to avoid. I apologize if I'm shaky. I'm nervous speaking.
No, you've done a very good job.
And then if you go to page nine, I approached all my neighbors and I drafted a letter and I shared with them the drawings, what I wanted to do, laid out everything, showed them the proposed house, what we'd like to do. Page 10 is the map of the neighborhood, and you can correlate all these letters to that map on, these are all approvals from all my neighbors. The only one I couldn't get, lot number 32, Rubisky. He lives in New York. I've tried catching him for the past 2 months, and I couldn't. None of my neighbors have a phone number. Nobody has any contact info. I wasn't able to get him. Everybody else is pretty much in agreement. Across the canal, you see three lots with Bennett, 5, 4, and 3. I didn't want to approach Miss Bennett. She just lost her partner a couple weeks ago, and I didn't feel right asking her to sign this letter. I'm sure she's grieving right now, but I didn't want to approach her. I don't know that being on the other side of the canal impacts what I'm doing because I'm actually moving further away from her. So that's pretty much, the last page is the latest survey they did for the existing dwelling. It shows the 40-foot setback of the existing house. There is a 15-foot easement in the front and then the 25-foot setback. And then behind that are the details of the proposed house I'd like to put on the property. So That's pretty much it. We're hoping to build our retirement home here. You know, we've got a lot of great neighbors, and we've been pretty much upright with all of them, you know, to lay out what we've wanted to do. That's all I have.
I don't see any heating or AC unit things out here. Are they going to protrude anywhere?
My understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, if you look at the page six, if you were looking at it from Walnut Lane, looking at the house, the AC unit would be on the left-hand side of the house. My understanding is that's allowed in the 10-foot setback area.
So you're saying on the side of the master bedroom?
Yes, yes. Somewhere in the middle of the house is what I'd like, where I'd like to have it positioned.
You're allowed 3 feet.
Off of the house? Okay, then it would be, because literally it's going to be hung on supports on the concrete foundation of the house. I'm raising it to comply with FEMA to get above the flood elevation. So it would literally be attached to the side of the house, the foundation itself.
As long as it's not more than 3 feet.
Understood.
And that would be Ms. Norwood, 3 feet in that?
Correct, 3 foot into the setback.
Okay. Condensing units aren't really, I mean, they fall under a 3 foot typically.
No other steps coming off of this besides the front porch or the back porch and the front by the garage?
That's correct. That's correct.
Did you look at building a smaller house, or is it just not practical?
I did, but for retirement home, what we're looking at, to make the doorways 3 foot handicap accessible, I'm looking at, this is my last house. They're going to carry me out of here. So I'm trying to put everything in place. You know, the way the garage is positioned, that if I had to put a ramp inside the garage to access the house later on, or on the front of the house, you know, it's kind of conducive to, God forbid, I won't be there someday, but in the event, you know, one of us winds up in a wheelchair or something to that effect, we have the capability to make the modifications to accommodate.
Sir, I'd like to go back to the issue of flooding.
Sure.
It looks like you're in flood zone AE4. Does that sound right? According to the survey?
Yeah, which...
So you have to raise the house high enough to get above that.
Right. They actually lowered it. I believe it in 2015. It used to be 5 foot. And when I spoke to the FEMA rep and I look at the flood maps that are on the county's website, they lowered it to 4 foot in 2015. Okay.
Did you say the lot slopes down towards the back?
It's kind of goofy. It's like it peaks. If you look at page five, where the back of the house would be, it's like it's inclined up, and then it drops down towards the front. There's a swale and easement at the very front of the property, so it slopes all the way to the swale, but then on the opposite side of the swale, the roadway is higher than the peak of the lot. And the elevation certificate, everything was shot. There's a manhole right in front of my property in the middle of the roadway. The elevation certificate, from what I understand, everything was shot from that manhole in front of my property.
Okay, so it's your lot's, the highest point of your lot would actually be in the center of the lot, is that?
Towards the center back, yes, believe it or not.
So you're trying to get the house up on that high ground away from the water?
Yes. I'm raising it up. To meet FEMA's elevations, I have to raise it up to begin with. I'm trying to get the max I can to the floodboard under the house. So once that's done, then the grading that I want to put in place would slope forward, slope back, and on the sides, provided it meets county code. I say that, you know, loosely, but everything's got to be approved by you know, to code and your architects and engineers.
How many square feet is the house going to be?
Roughly 2,313.
Okay.
There is, the ground floor is 1,900 square feet, and there's two loft areas that could be converted to future bedrooms down the road if we wanted to.
Okay.
I don't see that happening, but...
So it's not especially large compared to this community?
No. No, in all honesty. This house is 53 foot wide. The house that was on there was 48 foot wide. The depth of the house is a little bit larger.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the easement. You said, did you take that measurement? It's 15 feet?
The HOA?
Yes.
Ernie from the HOA told me where it was. I taped it, and then I went from there to get this laid out the way it is on here.
15 feet.
Yeah, it's 15 foot, and you can almost see it where the telephone poles are, the utilities in the front. You can see roughly where that easement lines up with.
So with the easement, you're 40 feet from the edge of garage to the edge of road?
That's correct.
And you, so water and sewer, I know you've got a capped well in the back.
It's artesian water, county sewer.
Okay.
Yeah. When we bought the property, it was on septic and well. It's been converted over since. I stand corrected. It was always on the county sewer. The previous owner took it off of the septic and put it on the county sewer. I put it on the artesian water when I moved in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sharp?
Just looking at this, the steps in the middle of the house in the front.
Yes.
How close are they going to be from the front property line? It was a little difficult to tell from the drawing here. I guess my other question, while we're talking about that, it looks like there's four steps there. Is that going to be sufficient to get you to the first floor living space?
It won't be beyond the garage. This is just grammatical. It's not, I didn't draw the steps to scale. But if you go to the back.
Well, I think one of the things we try to do on these things is have completeness. So if the steps would project further than the garage or at that same level, we want to make sure that we capture that.
If you look at the very last page, it looks like it's, and God help me, I can't see, it looks like maybe 9'9" from the porch to the front of the garage. So with, I think risers on steps are 8 inches, so 8'8". Even if I went 5 steps, that's 40 foot or 40 inches coming out from the porch. It wouldn't exceed beyond the front of the garage. If I had to shorten the porch to make sure that something like that fell within or back from the garage so it didn't impact that 25 foot setback, I would do that.
Well, and they're going to be open steps, correct?
They are.
They're not going to be covered?
They are.
So they're going to be allowed to project 5 feet anyhow. So I think they'll probably be okay, right, Ms. Norwood? If they just go to the garage, they'll be all right. But if they go beyond the garage, that's when there's an issue.
Yeah, and I don't, like
so
I say.
I wanted to make sure we're clear on how far out they're going.
Yeah, if I'm seeing this right, and like I say, I can barely, it looks like it's 9'9". So I think that's more than enough to get the steps to get us up based on the elevation.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone in favor or in opposition to this application, please file 5-0.
All
again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one on the line who would like to speak.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12638 for Robert Cathell. Sorry if I butchered that.
you did fine.
For the requested variance pending a final written decision upon the record made during the public hearing. Property has unique physical conditions because of the flooding and the rear yard. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development of adjacent property. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons, so they vote of 5-0. Case number 12639 has been approved.
Thank you.